Tuesday marks the end of the first 100 days of the second Trump presidency. Since Franklin Roosevelt's first term, it's been a traditional time to take stock of a new administration. Matthew Dalek is a political historian and professor at George Washington University. Well, how would you assess these first 100 days?
It has been, I think it has been a historic 100 days. The amount of executive action that has happened. So the target of the Trump administration thing has been the very core of modern liberalism. The actions are rooted, I think, in an older form of conservatism, tariffs, a kind of protectionism, anti-immigrant policy, the attacks on science and public health, ideas that were popular in the 1920s and 30s. The first 100 days also have crystallized, I think, the inadequacies of the post-Watergate reforms to curb the abuses of executive power. I think I agree with those who say we've gotten a taste of what it is like to live in a kind of American authoritarian state.
Should any of this surprise us, though? Didn't he run on a lot of these things?
He did run on a lot of these things. But the particular form that it has taken is, it's not surprising, but there is a level, I think, of shock. So think about, for example, the DOGE, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, his team, they've gone into federal agencies, they've closed them down, they've cut tens of thousands of staff, they've gutted some agencies, and all without the Congress, right? Really upended the idea and the laws about the Congress having the power of the purse.
Not only Congress, but also the courts, their reaction to the Kilmer-Abrego-Garcia cases. What does this say about how they view or address the two other branches of government?
Well, this, I think, has been one of the most striking things of the first 100 days, which is that they've had very little use for the other two branches. With Congress, they have a Republican Congress, and yet they have not enacted, I would argue, any major piece of legislation. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt, if you go back to the original 100 days, was 100 days because he started to usher in the New Deal. These were things that he did through Congress. Trump has obviously a friendly Republican Congress to work with, but he's shown very little interest in it. And with the courts, for the most part, they have ignored the courts. There is a ton of litigation happening, I think a lot more than was true even in the first term. And I think the administration's attitude, their arguments have been that basically the court should not control what they see as legitimate executive authority.
Are we headed for a showdown between the president and the courts on that?
I mean, there's already been a bit of a showdown, right? We've had federal judges who have threatened to hold members of the administration in contempt for not facilitating the return of Abrego-Garcia. The Supreme Court has issued a midnight ruling stopping deportation to the terrorism jail in El Salvador. So this certainly seems like a momentous time in terms of the balance of powers.
In these first 100 days, we've seen President Trump's approval ratings almost flip. In the New York Times average of public polls, the week after the inauguration, his disapprove was 52% approve, 43% disapprove. This past week, it was just the opposite. 44% approve, 52% disapprove. What do you make of that?
Historically, it's a little surprising, actually, because, you know, the first 100 days, part of the appeal of the idea is that it's a honeymoon period. Presidents come in, usually they have a friendly Congress, but there's a real hope because they just won re-election or election. They believe they have a mandate. And people, the American public, I think, puts into them what they will. And usually presidents are really popular. It's one of their most popular moments oftentimes. But Trump is actually historically low. Actually the lowest, I think, poll approval ratings of maybe any modern president in his first 100 days. And I think the worrying thing politically for the administration is that his numbers on the economy have really gone down.
The original 100 days, as you say, Franklin Roosevelt laid the groundwork for the New Deal. Is there any sense of what tone this president has set in the first 100 days, whether this will carry on or have a long-term effect on the United States?
Well, first of all, it's obviously hard to know. I don't remember that much from Trump's first 100 days. The so-called Muslim ban, the kind of chaos at the airports is one memory. This feels much more momentous. And it's momentous for the efforts to harvest power to wield power, to take power from Congress, the spending power, ignoring the courts, the efforts to dramatically scale back the size of government, but to do it in this sort of slash and burn way. It feels like a historic moment to me. The stakes actually feel quite high relative to some other recent 100-day presidencies.
Matthew Dalek, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.